Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A physics professor at MIT today has become the 89th person at the school to win a Nobel Prize. This is the second time in 2 days a Boston area scientist has been honored by the Nobel Foundation. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports.
MIT professor Rainer Weiss says of course he and his wife had talked about the Nobel Prize in Physics. Just about everyone in the field figured he was a shoo-in, but he put the odds at less than 20%. Then at 5:15 this morning, the phone rang in their Newton home.
And my wife, who doesn't sleep well, answered the phone. We're all quite nude. I mean,
Weiss's wife handed the phone to him, and the long shot paid off.
I figured it wasn't a phony. And I'll tell you why. The guy had this very subtle Swedish-English accent.
It was classic Ray Weiss, ribald, irreverent, and self-deprecating, whose stories of accomplishments and failure are legendary at MIT, where he's taught for 37 years. Colleagues say if they gave out a Nobel Prize in tenacity, Ray Weiss would have won that too. Ironically, Weiss, who had become professor emeritus, had flunked out of MIT his first time around. Peter Fisher is chairman of the Department of Physics.
He succeeded because he flunked out. He flunked out, came back, and, you know, he persevered. Ray Weiss is a tremendously intelligent man, but he's got more perseverance, I think, than anyone else.
50 years ago, Weiss began experimenting with a way to detect gravitational waves. Others were working on it as well. Albert Einstein had predicted the existence of the unstoppable gravitational waves, but assumed the ripples of energy and space-time created by the violent collision of then just theoretically possible black holes would never be detected on Earth. But Weiss persisted. He built a prototype of what would become identical, enormous instruments in Washington State and Louisiana that could sense the minute gravitational waves, just 1/10,000th the width of a proton, as they pass through Earth.
You build something, it doesn't quite work the way you thought it would. The theory says it should work, and something's not right. And you try to figure out what's wrong. And that's what's going on, and that's still going on, and it'll go on forever.
Weiss's work took him 5 decades to succeed. 2 years ago, the instruments known as LIGO detected the telltale echo as two black holes collided, more than 1 billion light-years from Earth. Today, Ray Weiss said he was humbled to be put in the same category of some giants in physics and paid homage to Albert Einstein.
If Einstein was still alive, it would be absolutely wonderful to go to him and tell him about the discovery, and he would have been very pleased, I'm sure of that. But then we told him what the discovery was, that it was a black hole, he would have been absolutely flabbergasted.
Einstein may have been even more astonished by the financial support LIGO researchers received from the National Science Foundation, more than $1 billion to build and operate the detectors, funded by the U.S. taxpayers. Today, Weiss gave thanks.
It's a triumph to see that something as speculative as this thing that you've been hearing about was carried through from first harebrained idea to the execution. And it was done all in that agency.
That turned Nobel Prize winner Ray Weiss from physics to politics. He questions whether his work would be federally funded today.
This prize and others that are given to scientists is an affirmation by our society of gaining information about the world around us from reasoned understanding of evidence, a process that is currently in some jeopardy.
Ray Weiss of MIT shares the 2017 Nobel Prize for Physics with two West Coast colleagues who did pioneering work on the gravitational detectors, Kip Thorne and Barry Parrish, both from Caltech. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.